always like to talk about this. This is a game that is near and dear to our heart. Of course, it's the Pigs in Heat charity hockey game coming up. Jeff, tell us what's happening, when, and where.
Yeah, this year's game, it's a 32nd annual already. I can't believe it's been that long. But it's going to be March 18th, 6:45. We're going to start a little bit earlier to get the kids home, get them in bed early. It's at Lakeview Arena. Like I said, March 18th, it's a $1 donation for the game. The game, you know, it's not really about trying to price anybody out. Cheap entertainment and a good cause. So trying to get, you know, as many people as we can and sell as many tickets. There's a bunch of police and firemen around the area pushing tickets right now. So anybody that can help out, a dollar here, a dollar there, it adds up. So
it absolutely adds up, and it helps all of our friends and neighbors.
Oh, absolutely. You know, a fire is very devastating. People lose everything, you know, and it's very disruptive to their lives. And hopefully people have insurance, and whether they have insurance, don't have insurance, it's not what we care about. We just care about getting them back on their feet, put them up, you know, for a few nights in a motel, give them some startup money, get clothes on the kids, and hopefully help them get their lives back together. So
yeah, maybe even a meal or two here and there, so that they, until the insurance money kicks in for them.
Yeah, whatever it takes, just a little bridge, you know, just to get them to those first couple of days are always the hardest, you know, try to pick up and get your life back on track. So yep,
it is hard to imagine, Jeff, that it's been 32 years, because my family and I have gone to this almost from the first one. And yeah. Just had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, my dad took me to the first one. It was at the Peef, the old Peef. And Danny Dajna and Dave Rodiman and Larry Grimsby from the PD started the first one. And it's really took off from the, I think they had 700 or 800 people at the first game. Now we get almost 3,000, it seems like. And yeah, it's been great. The community support is unbelievable.
Yeah, so. It really is. And John Waldo from the Marquette Police Department is in. And John, is this your first hockey game, the Pigs in Heat game?
No, this isn't my first. This will be my fourth year up here in Marquette.
Okay. So how is it to play in the game? Tell us a little bit about what it's like to actually be on the ice in this game.
Well, that's a little bit intimidating, especially with the large crowd that comes out there. And, you know, I'm not a professional hockey player by any means, but you know, it's still a good time to get out there and play, and you know, everybody's pretty fair. We try to match up the lines pretty fairly, so that it makes it a good game.
Now, as I recall, you have Chief Angeli as your bench coach.
We do.
Yeah, a lot of fun too.
It is. Wears his gun. I think he wears his gun on the bench.
Well, I think he finally feels he has to.
Yeah.
Mike Florida Studio, we're talking to John Waldo from the Marquette Police Department, and I'm talking to Jeff Hale and Brett Boudry, both from the Marquette Fire Department, about the Pigs in Heat. And Brett, how many times have you been in the game now?
I think I'm going on my seventh year right now. So I've played hockey my whole life in Marquette. Ever since I could walk, I've been playing hockey and going to the Pigs in Heat game. So it's a lot of fun to actually be a part of it. So,
and you get a chance then to look at it from the on the ice perspective as well.
Yep, I'm actually the goalie, so I get half the game every time, and there's usually a little bit more pressure, especially from our coach, the chief Belt. So this is his last year as being part of the Pigs in Heat, so we want to at least try and get a win for him.
Mike Florida Studio, and I'm talking to John Waldo from the Marquette Police Department, and Jeff Hale and Brett Boudry, both from the Marquette Fire Department. We're talking about Pigs in Heat, the Pigs in Heat hockey game coming up on Wednesday, March 18th at Lakeview Arena. And Jeff, we want to talk about prizes as well. A lot of people forget sometimes that you can make a lot of money just by going to the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't want to come watch us play, but if you don't want to, you don't have to be there, and you can still win. We have over 100 prizes that we give away during the game. First place is $1,000 donated by Lundin. Second is $750 cash by Holiday Station Stores. And third is $500 just donated by Associated Ready Mix and Block, which is very generous. They always take care of us every year. As well as, like I said, there's we get over 100 prizes every year. You don't have to be there, like I said, be present to win. So.
But you do have to buy a ticket, though.
You do have to donate a dollar. Yeah, we do ask for a dollar donation. We take donations throughout the year. This is our major fundraiser, but Pigs in Heat is an ongoing organization. We have a Facebook page. We're on the internet. You can look us up, and there's links and there's ways to contact the police department. They're always open to taking donations. So yes.
And there's another project that's kind of near and dear to your heart as well. It's the Kraft Hockey Town project. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, obviously we work for the city, so we try to help, you know, the city as much as possible all the time. And kraftHockeyville.com And they have a program going right now. They're donating $150,000 to a local rink who has the most submissions, I guess you would say. And there's places to register. There's going to be, at the game night is the last, March 18th is the final night to register. They have a couple of kiosks at the rink that are going to be manned, the city will, to help people. It'll be all set up. You just put a quick sentence down on why you enjoy hockey in the city. First place, $150, and then they have a NHL preseason game that will be hosted in Marquette if they're lucky enough to win. So definitely look for those if you come to the game and you're interested in helping out. So crafthockeyville.com is what it is. So.
Talking about the Pigs in Heat hockey game coming up, John Waldo from the Marquette Police Department. And John, obviously a lot of fun as well, but who's going to win?
Well, obviously I'm going to root for our team. You know, and you mentioned that you wanted to get on skates and wanted to play. You know, I think the fire department's looking for some players, so, you know, maybe you could...
Yeah, try out over there.
I would love to play in the game, but I am so bad.
Well, that's the point. I mean, they we like that competition.
You need a shooting goalie. I don't know if you got pads.
No, I don't even have skates, to be honest with you, because I never bought them. But thanks for the invitation.
Right, we can get you some. I mean, we can help you out. No.
I actually was on the ice at Lakeview Arena at one time, found out why I should never, ever be there anymore. But Pigs and Heat hockey game coming up on Wednesday, March 18th. Get tickets from?
Yeah, anywhere. Go to Marquette Police Department, Marquette Fire Department, all the townships, Chocolate, Marquette Township, anywhere in Marquette County we have them for you. So.
And how do folks find out more information, John? I mean, Jeff?
You can go to Pigs and Heat website, pigsandheat.com, Facebook, anywhere, or just call the city police or city fire department. We'll get you whatever you need.
Thanks, guys, and good luck in the game.
Thank you. Thank you very much.